This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I thought February seems long this year. Leap year with a February 29th jammed in there tomorrow. And when it comes to paying people who work on Leap Day, employers need to prepare. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes explains.
Leap Day pay is most straightforward for hourly employees.
They have to be paid for all hours worked.
Amber Clayton is with the HR membership organization SHRM. For salaried employees, it can work in a couple of different ways. Sometimes a leap year triggers an additional pay period. An employer could divide each annual salary over a greater number of paychecks, which means
each paycheck would actually be smaller than normal.
Clayton says another option is for employers to keep each paycheck the same, even if they end up paying workers slightly more that year. Jennifer Kraszewski with Paycom says companies' payroll costs can add up in leap years.
Essentially, they need to look at their labor budget and plan accordingly for that extra day.
Also, Kraszewski says if someone starts on February 29th, their employer needs to make sure that work anniversary is still noted in non-leap years. You don't want people thinking you've worked someplace only 2 years, when actually, you've been there 8. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.